Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
This is Opinions Matter, brought to you by Greenheart CBD. From Greenheart to your heart, Ireland's multi-award-winning CBD oil. See greenheartcbd.ie.
Would you or did you give up drink while your partner was pregnant? Okay? Would you or did you give up drink while your partner was pregnant? Just send us a yes or no to 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. The reason we're asking this, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced that he has given up alcohol until his wife Carrie gives birth at Christmas to their second child. It's been reported that since she isn't drinking, in line with the official advice from the chief medical officers of the UK, he won't either, as a show of solidarity.
To make it easier for...
As a publicity stunt, in my opinion.
No, it's not a publicity stunt. He didn't tell anybody. Someone asked him about it and he said it. He didn't send a press release saying, well, I've given up drink for the 9 months that my wife is pregnant.
Well, he's Australian now, is he?
That's where he's from. He's Australian. What do you think of what he did?
I think it's a publicity stunt, personally, but...
It's not a publicity stunt.
Okay, but the question that we're asking you is, have you or would you, and this is mainly directed at men, given up drink for the 9 months that your partner was pregnant, or would you do it? Where are we going? Morris, you are on Opinions Matter. How are you, Morris?
Good afternoon. Beautiful day in Dublin today, Adrian.
It certainly is. Except
thanks for the weather forecast we never asked for there.
Except for along the coast here in Port Marlock, it's very hazy and misty. But anyway.
I love hazy, by the way.
What?
I love hazy.
Why?
Hazy's my favourite.
What are you talking about?
I love haze.
You love haze?
I'm a big fan of haze, yeah.
I hate haze.
Like, really?
It's really sunny inland and it's haze out here.
No, I'm a big fan of haze.
Are you? That's your own business.
Love haze.
Can we start this conversation again?
Absolutely.
Okay. Sure. Morris, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Morris?
I'm doing great, lads. Great day today in Dublin. Beautiful sunshine.
Morris, let me ask you, what do you think of men giving up the drink when their partner is pregnant?
I thought about it and I went, you know what, why would you have to sit around and be miserable to make somebody happy? And they're looking at you carrying your baby and they're looking at this scaly, scarpy face on you after working hard all week and you have to sit around. I'm here to morally support you. You know, if you're going to have a drink and relax. It's no big deal. You just live together. You know, if you don't want to drink when you're pregnant, fine. If you do, that's your choice. But to ask a man, like Boris Johnson is the biggest bluffer and spoofer. Why would you want to do anything he's doing?
Well, like I said, to me, it's just a cheap publicity stunt, if I'm to be
very
honest.
Much so.
Maybe it's anything coming out of that man's gob now, to me, would strike as a cheap publicity stunt.
Exactly, yeah. You know, he wasn't even divorced and he was getting involved with somebody else, but that's another story. Anyway, I think if your partner really loves you and you're setting out to have a baby together, you're going to want to do with each other what's best for you. But I think it's a little cheap shot on. Well, if you really loved me, you'd give up drink and sit here with me and be miserable. That's no way to have run a relationship.
Okay. It's one thing to be asked to give up the drink for the 9 months. It's a completely different matter to make that decision yourself.
No, I'm not saying Morris should give up the... I'm not saying anybody should give up the drink, but I'm saying you should do it on the sly, at least.
Like, do it on the sly?
Yeah, drink on the sly. Don't, don't rub her nose in it.
Oh, no, then you're betraying our trust. Oh, you're going behind our back. That's even worse.
Oh, yeah.
You're betraying her and the babes. Just have a chat and say, listen, do you mind if we have a drink on a Saturday night and we leave it at that? I'd like to let me hair down after a week's walk. And if she loves you, she'll agree.
Yeah, but what's the point of drinking when you're drinking? I mean, anybody that drinks alone, that's warning signs, that is.
Yeah, but
is.
He might have a few mates down in the pub.
Exactly. One night out. Or even go with her. She can go to the pub and she can stomach it and drink her soda water and lime.
Yeah, but it sounds. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a barrel of laughs. That does. Let's get down to the local for soda and lime. The point is, Morris, there's no point in, like, you're not even going to get the leg over that night because she's not interested.
Well, at least you're getting a little bit of entertainment that you can have a drink and relax after your hard week's work.
Okay, but then I'm going to ask you the question again, Jeremy. When your wife was pregnant, you have two children now.
Yeah.
Did you stop drinking? No, there you go. You're sitting here in front of me. I can see the look on your face.
I didn't do it in a in-your-face way. I wasn't vulgar about it, okay?
No.
I wasn't swigging back bottles of Captain Morgan's.
But you never do that anyway.
No, I don't. You're right. Correct.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. We'd love to hear from you on this. And let us know whether or not you think it's a little bit patronising for men to give up the drink when his other half is pregnant. Or maybe you think it's a decent thing to do and that men should do it. Lisa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you, Adrian?
I'm good, thanks. Boris Johnson has given up the alcohol until Christmas, and we know he's fond of a pint, to show a bit of solidarity for his wife. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that is utter bollocks anyway. I don't believe a word of it. I think any man, even if it's that chap there that was talking to you, have a chat, and was it Morris, I think his name was?
It was, yeah.
Ask her, is it okay if I go out for a drink on Saturday night? What is going on there now, Adrian? I don't understand.
What do you mean, what's going on there?
That crap.
What do you
mean?
Can
I go out? What does that mean? Why do people do that when they're married or in relationships? Why do they ask permission? Can I go out or can I have a drink?
Yeah, Adrian has to ask permission if he wants to buy a new shirt. No, that's actually true.
It's not true.
Hi, honey, I've no threats. Can I buy a new shirt?
It's not true. Okay, so... Okay, let's go back to the conversation, which is about giving up the drink while a woman is pregnant, while your wife or your partner is pregnant. Do you think it's patronising or do you think it's a nice thing to do?
I think it's neither. I think it's ridiculous. I think for the vast majority of women when they're pregnant, the fella is going to need a few drinks to get through it anyway, listening to her moaning and what have you. So I think, you know, what harm is it going to do? And I think it's a control thing with women. You know, I think it's just literally they use it as a control.
Well, now there's two different conversations here. One is if a man chooses to give up drink for the 9 months, like Boris Johnson. Now, I don't know if Carrie. I don't know if he arrived home pissed as a newt into 10 Downing Street last
and
week.
She said enough is enough,
better give up that drink. Or did he decide, darling, I'm going to support you and I'm going to give up the drink? It achieves nothing, though, does it?
No, and why would you even make a statement about that? Why would you tell anyone that? Obviously, it's just an attention seeking.
I think it is.
No, but you
say he was asked.
Maybe he wants to let other men know that this is actually a thing. I don't think this is a bad thing.
He was told, Jeremy, he was told.
I'm convinced he was out on the piss last Saturday, arrived home, locked out of his head, and Carrie said, you better stop drinking or I'm gone.
But I think it's a nice thing. Most men always get a bad rep for being horrible and not being supportive. I think that's one of the most supportive things you can do. Jeez, we're only talking about 9 months. If you can't give up booze for 9 months...
For what? I mean, he says as a bit of solidarity, what's he achieving by even doing that?
He's letting us have a good topic about it on this podcast.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's doing nothing.
Thanks, Boris.
It's embarrassing when men do that. It's a bit fanny-ish. Do you not think so?
A bit fanny-ish.
It's like when men... Do you know when men stay at home because their partner has a period and this crap? Jesus Christ. Do you know, I don't want a man near me when I'm pregnant or, you know, heavily pregnant, say, when you're not in the mood or you don't want to go out yourself. I'm not going to say, well, you know, I'm not in the mood of going out or I can't drink, so you're not. I want to get out and stay out.
So what man stays at home with a periodic woman? Can you say periodic woman? Is that right?
Well, you just did. I don't think it actually means anything, but go on.
Okay, what
a menstruating woman.
Sorry, that's the word. I don't know the workings of a woman's body. Yeah, why would a man stay? Do men do that? Because
women crack the whip when they have their periods and they go psycho and they know, well, men are afraid to say, good luck, get going out. They're just afraid.
Yeah, because a happy wife is a happy life.
That's what they say.
No,
it's
not. Oh, is it? Oh, Jesus. No, that's bullshit. You can never make a woman happy. Let's dispel that myth straight away. Women are never happy.
This is a woman saying this, by the way. Can I just clarify?
I know, I can hear, yeah.
Never happy, ever. It doesn't matter what you do or don't do. They will moan. And he'll give out no matter what choice you make.
Sorry, Lisa, on another issue, someone's just had to text in saying, how naive is Jeremy to say that women don't drink while pregnant? Lots of them do. Do you think that still happens?
Oh, God, yeah.
Really? Yeah. I thought that went out with drink driving. I thought that was a thing of the past.
No. I have known personally of women who continued to drink while they were pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. Maybe not in the way they normally would, but definitely continue to drink when they're pregnant. I'd love to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. We're talking about men giving up drink while their wife or their girlfriend is pregnant, and whether or not it's a patronizing thing to do, or is it just the most supportive thing that a man with a fanny is, Lisa just said.
A mangina, it's called.
Oh, is it? Yes. She said it's fanny-ish.
I mean, I remember when we were, before we were getting married, and you know, like most women, my wife wanted to, you know, get in shape for the wedding, you know, to fit into the wedding dress and all that. Whereas I didn't give a shite if I fit in.
I saw, yeah.
Yeah, I know, awful. And I stopped bringing home Chinese takeaways during the lead up to the wedding because she was doing her bit to get into shape for the wedding. I wasn't going to sit there in front of her eating a chicken chow mein, going with it dribbling down my chin, going, look at that chicken chow mein.
That was before you got married. If it happened now, you'd arrive in. Here's my chicken chow mein.
Ah, yeah, there it is.
Shauna, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Shauna?
Hey, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Shauna. Shauna, what do you think of men giving up drink while their wife or their girlfriend is pregnant?
You see, I'm 6 months pregnant, and I still do have the odd drink.
Okay.
So I wouldn't drink like loads, but I would drink maybe like once a week, just on a Friday night.
Okay, so once a week on a Friday night, you'll have a couple of drinks. So I assume then your partner has had no need to give it up because you're drinking.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we both drink at the same time once a week, you know what I mean?
No. Are we talking two glasses of wine here?
I'd have like a few boxes.
How many?
Five or six.
Is that a couple of drinks? Six vodkas?
Six glasses of vodka, yeah, like six glasses of vodka of Coke.
And would you be drunk?
No, I'd be married, girl. I wouldn't be like falling all over the place, but I'd be well on, do you know what I mean?
Okay, she'd be well on. And you only do that once a week. The rest of the week you don't drink at all, do you not?
Yeah, just once a week, just on wine, just me and my family.
Yeah, you have to give the baby in the womb a break from the alcohol as well, I suppose, after a night of...
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, I wouldn't be drinking every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's not drinking every day.
Six.
She's entitled... Firstly, it's none of your business.
But you asked her the question.
But it's none of your business. I am asking the questions. But are you going to sit here in judgment because she has a couple of vodkas every Friday?
Well, it's not a couple. So every Friday night is... Okay, so hang on. I just want to get this straight. You're 6 months pregnant, yeah?
Yeah.
So you're in your final trimester, about to go into your final trimester. The baby is pretty much fully formed inside your womb. And even though you are 6 months pregnant, yeah, even though you're 12 weeks away from giving birth to that baby, you are having six vodkas every single Friday night.
Yeah, because like, I just don't think like life should have to stop, you know what I mean? And I know people that like, drink as well when they were pregnant, and there was no harm to the baby, so I just don't see a problem with it.
Well, clearly you don't see a problem with her. You wouldn't be drinking the bloody
thing. Tell us what the problem is, Mr. Know-it-all.
Tell you the problem.
Looking down your nose on a woman who chooses, firstly, it's her body, her choice, her life.
Well, it's the baby's body as well. It's not just her body.
None of your concern, really.
She's carrying another baby inside her, so it's not just her body.
I accept that.
To be honest with you, Sean, if you weren't pregnant, I wouldn't give a damn if you drank 20 vodkas a night.
But let me ask you, Sean, during your pregnancy, you said on a Friday you might get a little bit merry. Have you been drunk during your pregnancy?
No. Like, I never got like to the stage where I was falling around, like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go over the top, you know what I mean? I wouldn't drink, like...
Because,
you know,
don't be under any illusion, Jeremy, that there are women who do who do get very drunk when they're pregnant. I remember working, this is a true story, now it's a number of years ago, working in a nightclub. And a very...
I don't want to hear stories about years ago. Times have changed.
I'm arguing that this still happens. A number of years ago, I was DJing in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And there was a very heavily pregnant woman who was very, very well on.
Yeah.
No, I mean very well on. And she went into labor in the middle of the nightclub and went to hospital pissed out of her head. to give birth.
It's disgusting.
That is the exception.
Do you not think you're doing the... Now I can hear Lisa on the other line screaming to get onto this one, Shauna. Shauna, do you not believe you're doing the baby any harm?
No, I don't. No, because I know a few people have actually done it as well, just the same as men. But, like, the baby was grand, you know what I mean? So.
Oh. Lisa, what do you think of that?
It's not something that I would do or did do when I was pregnant, I have to be honest. But on the other hand, I'm like, the woman knows her own body. She knows.
She's not going to judge her for it.
Yeah, leave her to it. You know.
Is this looking down your nose shit that really annoys me?
Hang on. So we shouldn't judge somebody for drinking six. Is this a weekly thing?
She's already said it is.
I'm just going to get a handle on this.
You said every Friday, yeah.
Yeah, every single Friday without fail. That's half a bottle of vodka.
It's not half a bottle of vodka. Stop exaggerating. It's not.
Sorry, you have six vodkas with Coke. Is that what you have?
Yeah.
Six vodkas are half a bottle.
It's not a half a bottle.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So six vodkas every single Friday night of every week through your pregnancy, and I'm the only person that seems to have a problem with this. Well, Jesus, the world's...
Yeah, the other day, like, I mean, I went for checkups, so, you know what I mean? And there was no problem with it, you know what I mean? The
child is developing perfectly well.
And did you tell the midwife that you were drinking a half a bottle of vodka every week?
It's not a half a... Stop exaggerating. It is not a half a bottle of vodka.
So there's no problem with the baby. I'm delighted to hear that. By the way, there's 17 shots of vodka in a bottle. So she's having a third of a bottle of vodka. Yeah. But you didn't tell the midwife that you were drinking. Why didn't you tell the midwife that you were drinking vodka every week?
Because it's none of our business.
Well, it kind of is. That's
it. Kind of
it's
is.
Not really. It's my body at the end of the day. It kind of is. Not being harmed. What's the issue? You know what I mean?
It kind of isn't her bit. Now, if Shauna was admitting to getting pissed out of her head every night of the week, this would be a completely different conversation.
Well, hang on. Okay? But let me ask you a question. Have you gone out on the piss since you got pregnant?
Maybe once or twice, yeah.
Okay. And by on the piss, you mean a complete bender?
Yeah. Like, I only did it once or twice, like I said, you know what I mean? That was for Bertie or whatever, you know what I mean? So it was going out for Bertie or whatever.
Okay, two questions for you here. The first question, how far gone were you into the pregnancy when you went out on the piss?
I'd say about 3 or 4 months.
So 4 months pregnant, out on the piss. And when you say out on the piss, absolutely belubas. You were bladdered.
No, she already... Stop
defending her, Adrian, for
but
one
I
second.
Already asked, did she get drunk when she was while she's been pregnant? And the answer I got was no. Is that answer now changing?
Well, like I said, I didn't want to fight, you know what I mean? But, like, that was for my friend's birthday, you know what I mean? I mean, my family's birthday, like...
But I suppose the unborn baby doesn't know whether it's for a birthday or not, really. No?
Yeah, but like I said, there was no harm done to the baby, John. I mean, like I said, let me
read a message that's just come in to us, and it says, and I want to get your reaction to this, Shauna. It is disgusting drinking when you're pregnant. It's like putting drink into a baby's bottle. So when your baby is born, will you give your baby a vodka and Coke in its bottle?
No, obviously not. Like, I think that text then doesn't really know what they're talking about. But at the end of the day, it's not really the same. Because, like, you know what I mean? There's no harm to the baby. Like, so if there was any harm to the baby, I would stop, you know what I mean?
Okay, if there was any harm...
Hang on a sec. I assume when my wife was pregnant, the first thing you do when you register your pregnancy with the Coombe or the Rotunda or whatever, yeah? The first thing the hospital does is it gives you a pack. It sends you a pack at home now, which is a great pack. It sends you this big information. And in that information, Not that you should need that anyway. In that information pack, it gives you all the do's and don'ts and things you shouldn't do and should do during pregnancy. And one of the things that it pretty much says is to not go out and get pissed when you're 4 months pregnant.
Well, it says it in those words. Do not go out and get pissed.
No, it doesn't say it in those words, but...
What does it say?
I can't remember the exact words, but it says you shouldn't drink alcohol during pregnancy, or if so, in limited amounts. But absolutely going out and getting... to quote you, you got pissed twice during your pregnancy and you're still only 6 months pregnant.
Yeah, but like I said, I went to check up and the baby perfectly fine and the baby's okay. Phone and all, so there's nothing wrong with
and
it.
Well, how do you know, Elaine wants to know, how do you know that you're not doing any harm to the baby?
Because I've got...
Oh, sorry, I've lost her there. Sorry, I pressed the wrong button there. Sorry about that. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Sandra.
Jeremy and Adrian, I'm just listening to that woman who's pregnant talking about how many vodkas she consumes every week. I'm really, really, really shocked. Science and the medical profession have proven that even one drink can harm a baby when you're carrying the baby. I am really, really horrified at the damage and the stupidity of that woman. The damage, I mean, she's doing to her child.
Okay, the damage that you're doing to your child, Shauna.
No, there's no damage, like I said, because I always get regular checkups. Like, there's no damage. So at the end of the day, like, what she's saying isn't really, it's not really a relative. It sounds like, you know what I mean? It's proven, like I said, if there was damage done, I would step then into the business.
So if God forbid, if God forbid, and I wouldn't wish this on anybody, if God forbid, after your baby is born, please God, the baby has developmental issues, are you not going to put that down to the fact that you drank so much during your pregnancy?
No.
Okay, so nothing to do with the alcohol?
No, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like I said, there's no other people that's done it as well, and the baby's perfectly grand. Yeah, they do think... But you can't just stop living
it out
just
because
you're pregnant, you know what I mean?
And I don't necessarily agree with going out and getting pissed, but I do agree that you can't give up living life just because you're pregnant. You're not sick when you're pregnant, and that I think that's the point you're making, that life has to continue.
Yeah, like you still have to live your life, you know, like at the end of the day, I'm a young girl, right? I'm a young woman, like, so I'm not going to just stop living my life, you know what I mean? Because
okay,
like,
but you have toned it down a bit, have you?
Yeah, I have. Like I said, I did go out and get pissed once or twice, like I said, but that was only once or twice. Now I don't, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't, you know what I mean?
Okay, and for the remainder of your pregnancy, will you go out and get pissed again? Have any parties coming up?
No, I won't. Like I said, I stick to once a week, and that's it, you know what I mean?
Okay, stay there for a second.
That's to be commended all the same, isn't it? You're
so patronising. Do you realise how patronising you are?
That's to be commended. That really is.
You're patronising Git.
No, I'm not being patronising. I'm just saying that's to be commended. Fair play to her. She's only getting drunk one night a week.
She's not getting drunk.
I'm not getting drunk at the end of the day. It's six vodkas, you know what I mean? Yeah.
At the end of the day, Jeremy, it's six vodkas, and that's it. She's not getting pissed out of her head.
I can't believe what I'm hearing now. I can't believe that I'm the only voice of reason on this whole discussion.
All right, let's
bring... And by the way, Adrian, if it was a woman that was pregnant with your baby, you'd be singing a different tune. Let me tell you.
It's not. Vivian.
Hi, guys. Great show. I don't think there's any need for a man to give up drink for the whole pregnancy. Maybe just the last couple of weeks, you know, towards the end, just in case she goes into labour and you need to drive to the hospital. And I think it just gives her peace of mind that, you know, everything will be all right if she does go into labour, because I know from experience I didn't have that, and it was always a worry every time he was drinking. Oh crap, what if I go into labour? Am I going to have to drive myself? So, yeah, I think, you know, no need to do it for the whole lot. Just a little bit of respect towards the end. Thanks, guys.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. If you're hoping he's going to give you a lift in to the hospital, he should maybe take it handy for the last couple of weeks when she may have the baby.
I'm sure, if you can't beat them, join them, as is the situation in Shauna's house. I feel sorry, Shauna, that you've nobody in your life that's been able to pull you aside and tell you the budget.
You're patronising again.
No, I'm not patronising.
You absolutely
again.
Are. You're talking.
I know, you're very condescending, to be honest with you, because
you
don't know my
are.
Circumstances,
Well, what do you mean? Your circumstances are you're 6 months pregnant. They're your circumstances.
Yeah, but then I've tried to explain to you that there's no harm to the baby. But, you know, so
you just keep saying that. So you have absolutely no... What I'm saying doesn't make sense. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm losing the will to live here. You are not a medical professional. You have no...
Yeah, but I went for checkups and
by the way, Mr. Dixon, you aren't either.
I know that you speak to any doctor. Okay, when is your next meeting with your GP, or have you got a have you got an appointment with your GP or with the hospital?
In about a week or two, yeah.
Okay, I want you to tell your GP, or if you're going into the hospital to tell the midwife, I want you to tell them that you're drinking 6 vodkas a week on a Friday night and see what they say. Okay, don't, if you're not going to listen...
Oh, wow, there's no need to
There's no need to tell
them. She's arguing that it's nobody's business. She
has not anyone's business. What's the baby's not harm? What business is anyone else's?
You keep saying that you do not...
Hang on. She's going for regular scans. Everything is grand.
Yeah, but
the baby's developing fine.
At the end of the day,
yeah,
she cannot, with her hand on her heart, say that at the end of the day, that baby is not going to be affected by the alcohol.
All right.
I get checked up, you know what I mean?
And by the way, yes, here's a valid point there that someone just texted in. When you're pouring those vodkas, are you using a measure or are you just straight pouring them into the glass?
I use a measure, yeah.
A large measure?
Large enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, hang on there for 1 second. I want to bring in some more of your messages.
At different stages of development, Sandra here again, at different stages of development in a newborn baby when a woman is pregnant shows that alcohol can affect that stage of development. And you just have to see any child with fetal alcohol syndrome to know that you should not drink whilst pregnant. It's only 9 months and not a big ask, really.
Let me put that to you, Shauna, that it's only 9 months and not a big ask, really, to give up the drink for the 9 months.
Yeah, but why should you stop living your life?
You're obviously not going to stop living your life. Your life is going to continue to be led.
Well, why stop living your life, and why can't you just enjoy your life? Why stop enjoying your life just because you're pregnant? You know what I mean?
I have known women who have, for example, given up the drink while they were pregnant, but continued to smoke when they were pregnant. What do you think of that?
Like, I think it's the same thing. Like, if a baby's not being harmed, I don't see a problem with it.
Okay, so if a woman continues to smoke while she's pregnant, you don't have an issue with that at all?
No, because, like, it's all body damage. I mean, once the baby's not being harmed, what's the issue? Like,
well, you don't know if the baby's being harmed or not. Have a listen to this from Keith.
Drinking spirits while you're pregnant is no way. They used to give out, Guinness to the women in the comb. But if that hospital put a stop to that, why the hell are people still drinking this day and age while they're pregnant?
It's easy for a man to say, Keith, though, I will argue, that you're not the one, or maybe you're one of the men who actually gave up the drink while your partner was pregnant. But what he's saying, Shauna, is the medical advice is that you should not drink alcohol, or at least heavily limit your consumption of alcohol while you're pregnant. Why are you ignoring that?
Like I said, it's my body, do you know what I mean? And the baby's not in hand, so I still, like, at the end of the day, I think it's people that say that are just very judgmental, do you know what I mean? You know, they have a certain opinion about something, and that's fair enough, do you know what I mean? But they're judging people, do you know what I mean? They're condescending people, and it's just, at the end of the day, like I said, if the baby is not being harmed, whether it be drinking or smoking, I don't see the issue with it, to be honest, you know?
Okay, if you heard someone on this topic right now, someone came on and said, I'm shooting heroin into myself while I'm pregnant, would you have an issue with that?
Well, that's different.
Well, no. Hang on. You said your body, your choice.
But she also argued that she doesn't believe she's doing any harm.
Like, we all know that drugs is worse than drinks, you know what I mean? Like, in all fairness.
Drink is a drug, Shauna. Drink is a drug.
Yeah, but it's not a dangerous drug.
Listen, here's the thing. It's, if you pardon the French, it's like pissing against the wind. And I'm not going to sit here criticising you because you're a pregnant woman. You're heavily pregnant. I'm not going to start arguing.
Well, you've just spent the last 20 minutes doing that.
What? I should have just sat here and, well, in fairness, she rang in. I should have just sat here and said, that's great. I'll come over to your house, pour a vodka for me as well.
Elaine.
I'm actually shocked at that girl on the phone at the moment, talking about not wanting to have to put her life on hold. Her top priority, I think, at the moment should actually be her baby and not herself. Just my opinion.
Again, Elaine, being a bit judgmental, I assume, Shauna, your priority in life is that baby growing inside you.
Yeah, it is. But like I said, at the same time, I don't suppose you have to put life on hold. You know what I mean? The baby's perfectly grand because I get regular checkups. So, you know, so if it wasn't, I would stop. Like, but it is. You know what I mean? So there's nothing. I don't see the issue.
So, as we said, Jeremy, at the end of the day, she's not, in her belief, doing any harm to her child.
If you believe that, Stephanie...
And the scans that she's gone for have shown that the child is developing perfectly well. So at the end of the day, she might be right. She might not be doing any harm to her child.
I'm just looking at some of the messages now coming in for you, Shauna, and there's no point in reading them out to you. You know why? Because there's nothing I can say to you. There's nothing the listeners of this podcast can say to you. You're not going to change that because at the end of the day, what you believe is that you're not doing the baby any harm. So I just hope down the line, I just hope that you don't regret your decision to drink during the pregnancy. And I would urge you, it's your body, it's your choice and all on and so forth. But I would urge you to maybe think about it for the last 3 months just to stop having a piss up on a Friday night.
You're exaggerating again in describing it as a piss-up every Friday
night.
Not
a piss-up. It's a drink to unwind on a Friday night. You know what I mean? Like, what I don't...
Jesus, there's unwind, like, there's unwind and there's unwind. Six vodkas is hardly unwinding.
Six vodkas? So people drink really 20 or 40 vodkas. So, like, what I'm drinking compared to some people, like, it's not a lot, you know what I mean?
This is Opinions Matter, brought to you by Greenheart CBD. From Greenheart to your heart. Ireland's multi-award-winning CBD oil. See greenheartcbd.ie.
This is Connor.
All right, lads. I have to say, I feel very, very sorry for people who cannot have kids that would be responsible enough not to drink during pregnancy. As well, whatever they'll have one or two, but to get pissed during pregnancy. Like, I mean, that girl has been blessed with the opportunity to have kids, and she says that there's nothing going on with it, Joy, but that, you know, that's after the fact of drinking, she don't have a checkup and the baby's gone. She goes out and gets pissed, gets bad news then after that, and then she wouldn't even take responsibility for it. I know people who can't have kids and they have to go through IVF and all the pain and both have to go. Some people are just not supposed to have kids. Now, I'm not saying that she is one of them, but, you know, chances are if she's doing that, you know, she mightn't be responsible in other ways as well. So, maybe I'm going a little over the top, but, you know, I do feel sorry for people who cannot have kids that will be a little bit more responsible.
All right, well, it's very difficult to hear exactly what he was saying amidst all that noise, but the bottom line, Shauna, is he is saying, firstly, you have been blessed to be pregnant and be having a child. There are so many people who don't get that opportunity, and you should savor that opportunity and not bring any potential possible harm to your child.
Yeah, but there's no harm being to the child. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say to you. Like, I get regular checkups. So what I already said was, like, if I went to check them and they said, oh, yeah, there is harm, I would stop, obviously, John, and I wouldn't continue to do it. But, like, there's not, you know what I mean? So there's no harm to the baby. I don't see what the actual problem is. Like,
okay, why do you think the medical experts will advise women not pregnant?
I don't know. Like, it's just probably, like, just the way they think, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like, everyone has different circumstances. Like, sometimes the baby can have someone's cat, but in my case, it's not, you know what I mean? So I don't see, why I should stop drinking if the baby's not being harmed, you know what I mean? Like, what's the point of it? Like,
And just one final comment. You are making decisions for two. You're sharing your body for 9 months. In other words, you've no right to make that decision for two.
But, like, that I do, because if the baby's not being harmed, so why should I put my life on hold, like I said, you know what I mean? I'm a young woman, like, why should I keep my life on hold? And it's not like I get pissed every week, you know what I mean? I have six vodkas on a Friday night, like, it's not like I go out and get absolutely bloody locked, you know what I mean?
Right, okay, so you're not falling on the pavement in Temple Bar, pissed out of your head on a Saturday, a Friday or Saturday night. All right, Shauna, I want to thank you for your honesty, because I think there are an awful lot more women doing exactly what Shauna does. They just wouldn't admit it in a month of Sundays. So from that point of view, I appreciate your honesty, and thanks for talking to us on Opinions Matter.
No bother.
Bye.
Oh, God, did you just hear the way, bye, bye. Just hung up the phone, bye.
I know of so many couples who are trying to have babies, who are trying to conceive. I know of so many couples who had babies, who did everything right, and 2 weeks into the birth of the baby, the baby ends up in hospital, and they, through no fault of their own, just through bad luck. And there you have someone who's after being blessed to carry a baby, and she's given up the two fingers to the baby in the womb. Sorry, that's the way I see it.
One last message from Lauren.
On a scale while you're pregnant, if you're doing damage to your baby, if you're taking drink or you're taking drugs during the pregnancy. The harm shows up when years down the line, when your child is having problems in school or having problems in any kind of situation where that kind of where drink or drugs may have damaged the child, and it doesn't show up until they're teenagers or older even. So yeah, the harm is done, and you can't change it. It doesn't show up while you're pregnant.
All right, Lauren, thank you very much indeed for your message.
That's a medical fact. You look up at any reports on drinking during alcohol, and it can be
drinking during pregnancy
or drinking during pregnancy, and it can be in the teenage years where the child starts to show behavioral difficulties or cognitive issues. And how can she? You want to be in a position that if, God forbid, your child does have any of those issues, that you can say, well, listen, during the pregnancy, I did everything I could.
Thank you very much indeed for all of your comments and your opinions on this episode of Opinions Matter. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please hit subscribe, and you will get an automatic notification every time we upload a new podcast. Thanks for listening.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
This is Opinions Matter, brought to you by Greenheart CBD. From Greenheart to your heart, Ireland's multi-award-winning CBD oil. See greenheartcbd.ie.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.